Ben wondered if he should have had a Sanisteem and something hot to eat before attempting to do what he was about to do, but it was too late now. He trudged slowly but doggedly toward the spot where he and Luke had spent so many days learning from Tadar Ro. It all looked as it had before. The time-smoothed stones warm from the sun. The taller stones casting cool shadows. But it didn't feel the same to Ben. Here was where Tadar Ro had taught Luke and Ben and Georges Cardass. And here was where Tadar Ro had taught Jason Solo. For a long moment, Ben stood, his heart beating too rapidly in his chest, his arms folded. Part of him wanted to just walk away, but another part of him knew he had to do this, or else he would forever wonder if he could have learned something, anything that might make a difference. He sat down, but not on one of the stones upon which the students sat. He was still several strides away from the teaching site, close enough to observe and hear, far enough away so that hopefully his presence would not be noticed. That was one of the things Tadar Ro had cautioned him about. One who traveled into the past could be seen and heard, even change things. But according to the Yangti, the Force would resume its natural flow. One couldn't change things in any significant way. The Force would bring things back to the way they should be. Except, and Ben's heart spasmed in his chest, the Yangti said this because they believed that the Force guided them in their everyday lives. And now, they had this dreadful schism. What if they were wrong? What if both sides were wrong? What if beings weren't guided, or if things weren't preordained? What if he could really change the future? He began to tremble at the awesome nature of the thought. There was only one thing to do. Flow walk, and see what happened. Since his legs were threatening to buckle underneath him anyway, Ben sat down cross-legged on the rocky ground. He began to calm his breathing, as if he were prepared to simply meditate, but he kept his eyes open. Soft eyes with which to see, Tadar Ro said. Hard eyes will not see what they need to see. Closed eyes will see nothing. Soft eyes, unfocused but watching. Ben understood. His heart rate dropped and his body relaxed. With his slightly out of focus gaze, he regarded the flat stones upon which he and his father had sat. "I don't understand," came a familiar voice. Ben's head whipped toward the sound, but he kept his gaze soft. Tadar Ro was approaching the teaching area, and with him, striding briskly, wearing the brown and tan robes of a Jedi Knight, was
Jason,
Ben whispered. His cousin looked younger than Ben remembered. That was to be expected, of course. This was the past, after all. But there was more to it than that. Ben hadn't realized while it was all unfolding how much the war had aged Jason. His cousin's forehead was smooth, his eyes clear and bright and warm. His movements lacked the gravitas they had assumed later, when Jason wore all black, a shimmer silk cape swirling ominously about him. Before Ben was no Sith, no Colonel. Before him was a Jedi Knight, his cousin, a man curious and determined to learn. Jason sat down in front of Tadar Ro and looked at the Yangti expectantly. "How can you go into the future at all if it hasn't happened yet? Yoda once told my uncle it was always in motion."
"Yoda was correct, and yet one can still travel into it."
Jason shook his dark head. "How can you travel into something that is not there?"
"When you flow walk, things become solid beneath you. Your presence brings them into being. And yet, once you depart, they return to what they were. What you see is a future, but not necessarily the future. It is real, and it is not, and it is."
Jason shook his head, laughing with genuine warmth. "That explains everything," he said wryly.
He was so open, so unguarded. Ben tried to remember seeing Jason that way and found he couldn't. Was it because he was here, learning with someone like Tadar Ro? Or had the final shell of hardness, of implacability simply not folded around him yet?
"I'm glad you're willing to teach me. I want to learn everything I can. This galaxy..." Jason looked off, his expression detached,
but not with the iciness that Ben remembered. It needs order, healing, help. Jedi have abilities that other people don't have. We need to do everything we can to help that process. Help. This man had killed innocents, had tortured a woman to death, all in the name of helping the galaxy. How had he justified it? This man who sat there with concern, obviously filling his whole being.
Jason. Oh, Jason.
Ben couldn't take it anymore. With a roar, he jumped to his feet, and the images disappeared as if they had never been. The stones were empty. Like the paradox of traveling into the future, Ben realized that Jason had been at once firmly set on the path to the dark side, and yet not walking it. He had not become Sith, had not really even considered the option seriously. The man Ben had just seen was a Jedi, and an uncorrupted one. He was no wide-eyed innocent. Too much had been done to Jason Solo for that. But for all the pain he had endured, he was not dark. And yet, the shadow was already upon him, in his questions, in his attitude, not in the seeking of knowledge, nor even in the way he would use that knowledge, but in the drive to seek it. Ben wanted to leap up, grab his cousin by the front of his robes and shake him, screaming, "Don't do this! Please, don't do this!" But he knew that even if he had done so, even if he had been able to tell Jason about all the atrocities he would eventually commit, it wouldn't have made a difference. The brokenness was already in Jason. The progression from Jason Solo to Darth Kydus was inevitable and unstoppable. And that knowing broke Ben Skywalker's heart. He stumbled away several steps before leaning against one of the standing stones. He let it support him, clutching it like a lifeline. Luke had been right. There was no healing here, no closure, no chance of saving Jason. Just a horrible, racking inevitability, a feeling of helplessness, and the sensation of picking at a wound that should have healed long ago. Ben rested his head against the stone and sobbed.